This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States said Thursday it was considering targeted sanctions against those funneling financial support to the military in Myanmar as generals there tighten their grip on social media after launching a coup this week. Washington has led international condemnation of Monday's actions, which saw civilian leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi, detained and ignited fears the military will drag 54 million citizens back to the decades of junta rule that turned Myanmar into one of Asia's poorest and most repressive nations. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the White House is looking at specific targeted sanctions, both on individuals and on entities controlled by the military that enrich the military. The warnings from the U.S. came after Myanmar's generals ordered internet providers to restrict access to Facebook Thursday as people flocked to social media to voice opposition and share plans for disobedience. The country's top general justified his coup by alleging widespread voter fraud during November's election, in which Suu Kyi won in a huge landslide with her NLD party. President Joe Biden is ending U.S. military support for the war by its Saudi allies in Yemen, the White House said Thursday, ahead of the Democrats' first major foreign policy speech. He's going to announce an end to American support for offensive operations in Yemen, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters shortly before Biden was to make that speech at the U.S. State Department. That's a promise he made in the campaign that he will follow through on. The end of U.S. military support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen reverses what Donald Trump had been doing in that country. This is VOA News. And here are some of the stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic that are making news today. Britain on Thursday launched a trial to assess the immune responses generated if doses of the COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and AstraZeneca are combined in a two-shot schedule. The British researchers behind the trial said data on vaccinating people with the two different types of coronavirus vaccines could help an understanding of whether shots can be rolled out with greater flexibility around the world. Initial data on immune responses is expected to be generated around June. A member of the World Health Organization-led team searching for clues to the origins of COVID-19 in the central Chinese city of Wuhan said work was needed to try and trace genetic elements of the virus in bat caves. Peter Daszak, a zoologist and animal disease expert, said the team in Wuhan had been receiving new information about how the virus led to a pandemic. It was first identified in the city in late 2019. He did not elaborate, but said there was no evidence to suggest it emerged from a lab. And Thailand will import the first doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine from Asia. After Europe enforced export controls, the country's health minister said on Thursday, the European Union last week set restrictions on the export of vaccines from the bloc through to March to ensure it will get the supplies it had bought in advance, including shots from AstraZeneca. And in a bit of other health news, French President Emmanuel Macron wants the generation that will turn 20 in 2030 to be the first tobacco-free one, and also promised on Thursday to do more to warn about the dangers of alcohol. And let's see what other stories we have for you today. The White House and the labor leaders connected with the retail, wholesale, and department store union have discussed the group's efforts to unionize an Amazon facility in the U.S. state of Alabama. That's what a union official is saying. Amazon is America's second biggest private employer behind Walmart. Amazon does not have any union labor in the United States, and workers at its fulfillment center in Alabama would be the first to join if they vote in favor. For more on these and other news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.